This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. This week, KERA News is launching a new year-long American graduate project that looks at the impact of race and poverty on schools. This week in a series called The First Week, we'll listen in on conversations about race that are happening in North Texas. Today, a look at what students are saying about this summer's police killings of black men in Louisiana and Minnesota, and the five officers who were killed in downtown Dallas in July. We caught up with some black North Texas teens for their impressions of the summer's violence. 14-year-old Latasha Thomas of Duncanville worries about police brutality. She's also concerned about violence against police. After the downtown shootings, her folks weighed in.
They just said the world is coming to an end. You just gotta stay prayed up and all that.
Many prayed after the shootings. 17-year-old Jazkira Combs says the ambush also took off on social media, and she joined in.
I started to do hashtags every day for different people who have fallen to police brutality.
Jazkira says the shootings this summer, before and after the Dallas ambush, have changed her. She's a student at Dallas's Rangel Young Women's Leadership School. This summer, she worked at the Dallas Business Journal as a mayor's intern.
I've never been afraid of police as I felt before the police brutality happened. I never thought, you know, if I see a police, I just have a possibility of being shot today. But since everything's been happening, it does kind of put a fear in you. And so after the shooting happened, I was pretty fearful to go to work. I didn't go to work the next day.
Fear of police is on the minds of a lot of kids these days. Jakira Green is 16 and a student at Dallas's Townview Magnet.
I think that growing up in the Dallas suburbs like East Dallas and DeSoto, you just learn to be afraid of the police, that they're someone you should respect and kind of shy away from.
That fear is even darker and deeper for Latasha Thomas.
Because it's like y'all are killing people for no reason and y'all don't want to hear our voice and how we feel about it. Like, y'all are taking people, innocent people's lives. Like, y'all not searching through the car all the way. Y'all just ready to shoot and pull the trigger.
Dallas Police Chief David Brown understands that fear. Born and raised in Oak Cliff, he's seen it passed on generation after generation. That's why he was involved in a recent youth forum called Let's Talk. Cops and kids talked one-to-one so they could better relate to each other. Brown believes the effort builds a better city.
So that cops and citizens can be safe. We want to try to change their view of police early on so that they can have a better relationship with us and we can build trust with them and their families.
Cameron Medlock already trusts police. The 17-year-old is a senior at Kathleen Gillum Collegiate Academy in Dallas. Cameron works at Walmart, where he always sees police on duty. He says they're just like him, working people who go home to their families when they're done. Over the summer, he interned at a health center near Fair Park. After the July police shootings, his coworkers worried for him.
You know, be safe, be safe, be safe. They were just telling me, you know, be safe out there. They were asking me, you know, was all right.
Cameron says he was.
To me personally, I've never feared for my life around a police officer. You know, I feel like they're here to protect and to serve. So I've never felt like, oh, my life is in danger or let me, you know, I've never ever felt like that.
But Cameron, like some other students, expects police brutality and what happened in Dallas will be discussed at school.
I know it's going to come up because, sad thing, this is probably going to happen again. It's just a cycle.
Cameron says, this is just the world we live in. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.